over the years, there's been lots of research in terms of what we call effective management practices and competencies. And some of the research we've put together in terms of an effective process in terms of what you need to think about. And we boiled it down to a very simple concept, which we've taken a lot of complicated research analysis, boiled it down to a simple concept, which we actually like to explain to our groups. Part of this is on page 2 of the booklet. If you look on the top of the page, it says High Performance Management Superstars. And a lot of research has been around this area of, well, if I want to be a really good manager, what do I need to do? Now, there are certain core competencies that an effective manager will do. And when we talk about competencies, these are the sort of abilities and practices you carry out. They're just competent at doing something. Now, you can develop competency. That's something that you can practice and just develop. You're probably doing a lot of these as well. And what I'm going to do is go through some of the pages and I'll focus on some of the key things which you need to think about in relation to management. I won't go through all of it. I won't read through all of it. So I'll leave that for you to read through in your own time. But we'll work towards an example and an exercise to get you to use the process and the strategy which we advocate. And it says research into the productivity of high performance managers has found that they share these common characteristics. Now, the common characteristics we're talking about are in italic and bold in each of the paragraphs. So I'll focus on those as we go through. When they make decisions, they make them with the end in mind. This comes from a clear vision of what their organisation is trying to achieve. If we move to the second paragraph, they create action plans designed to implement the company's mission. Not necessarily the company's mission, but their own organisational departmental mission as well. You've got to know where you're going. Remember, if you're going to be called a leader, you have to move people somewhere, that we have to go somewhere. People put their trust in you. You create the strategy with the end in mind. And what you're looking to do is creating those action plans of how you're going to get there. It's okay to determine the what we need to do. And that's important. And that's what we call what management. If you see on the slide, I've got this what here. You can become a what manager. And this is really what we're talking about in terms of you tell the group what they need to do. What managers set goals and objectives both short, mid-term and long-term. They're constantly planning. Not just planning ahead, but planning for contingencies, planning for problems as well. They're strategic thinkers, always thinking ahead, and excellent communication skills, which means that you enter an environment where you're able to have a plan, a strategy, an objective, you're thinking it through, you know what you're doing, and you're communicating that to a group of people. And that's what we call what management. Those aren't skills which are difficult to develop. In fact, that as a communicator, you probably have quite a lot of skills yourself in terms of what we call this what management competency, this area here. It's about being able to tell people what they need to do. So if you've got a team briefing for the Monday, you'll explain to the group what we need to do this week. Or if you have groups of people you don't see that often, you may get together once a month, what we're going to do over the next 3 months. You set the criteria for the objectives and the goals that you hope that the group are going to achieve. Now, you as a manager will be given objectives by the people above you, by your organisation, by your departmental requirements and necessities. And you have to be able to communicate those. Not just tell people what they're going to do, because remember, the first thing that people will do when you tell them what they need to do, somebody in that team will be thinking, okay, well, how am I going to do that? Now, the how part of it is the next phase of effective leadership and management. Because an effective leader, if we move back to page 2, the fourth paragraph, says, turning intentions into actions, i.e. how we are going to do it. It's all right to have a plan, but if you don't know how to implement the plan, it's difficult. Effective managers muster resources necessary to accomplish their action plans. Firstly, determine what they'll need, raw materials, additional employees, creative input, capital alliances, inside and outside of the company. Then they act or assemble these resources in a way that makes the work process more efficient.